We'll do the four chord. The four chord in the key of A is D7. Okay? Now, we know that a D7, any seventh chord, as we learned above, is 1-3-5 flat 7 to that chord. But what I've done is show you that the 1-3-5 flat 7 to D is the 4-6-1 and flat 3 to the key of A. So let's play those notes like when you play a D arpeggio, would be D would be the fourth note. And then F sharp would be the sixth note.
Wait, 4-6-3.
Actually, we should do it like this. Like the notes of a D7 chord would be D, F sharp, A, and C. So let's hear you play that. D, F sharp, A, and C. Correct. And we're going to analyze each one of these to A. Because we're in the key of A. So this is the 4. The D is the 4. The F sharp is the 6th. The A is the 1, of course. And the C is the flat 3. Why do we need that information? Because the chord has a flat 3 in it. So a lot of the modes that we had used earlier that have a natural third in it, like A major pentatonic and A mixolydian, those are kind of out now. Because if you play a major third, like just do a test, major third to the key of A, like you go do re, do re. Yeah, hold that note and I'll play a D7 chord. 3-4. It's going to sound pretty bad. So this is why I discourage people from using the modes that we had that had a major third in it over that 4 chord. You don't want to use A major pentatonic or A mixolydian because of this phenomenon. That only leaves us with minor pentatonic, blues scale, Dorian, and the 4 major pentatonic I'll talk about in a minute. But let's go through each of these. When I'm playing a D7, you can easily play a minor pentatonic. So go ahead and do that. Like minor pentatonic, go... Sounds fine, right? Especially if I go back and forth between A7 and D7. So sometimes people ask me, you know, Do I need to change the A to like D minor pentatonic when the D chord comes around? No, you just stay in A minor pentatonic for the whole blues. So that's fine. Similarly, you could do the A blues scale, even though it's a clashy note. Like when you play the flat 5 in the key of A. Yeah, hold that note while I play D7. That sounds equally bad, but usually that note adds so much attitude. I know it sounds like a weird thing, like I'm saying the other one sounded bad, so I said we should avoid it. This one sounds bad, and I'm saying let's embrace it. It's just because of the bluesy nature of the... When you add... There's so much attitude there that if I play A7 and D7... It doesn't hurt our ears so much when you play the flat 5. So you're going to play... Please play the blues scale. A blues scale. And I'll play A7 and D7. 2, 3, 4. I think it's because usually, yeah, you did it good. Usually because that note gets resolved to either the 4th or the 5th, and those are both nice notes in the key of D to D7. So we don't have a problem with the blues scale on the 1.
You don't. Most of the time, 1 would not land and stay there.
Yeah, you won't land and stay there, correct. Music's all tension and resolution, so it's a good tension note. Alright, so moving on to 1 Dorian, the third one on the list under the 4 chord, right? When you play 1 Dorian, which we had already, correct. Can we look at those notes from the point of view of the D, chord?
Would that be the fingering?
Yeah, that's a fingering, yeah. So let's look at those notes of 1 Dorian, of A Dorian, to the D7. So when you play the A note, that first note A, That's a 5 to the key of D. Right. Then a 6. Well, you're missing one. That's a 6 to D. And that's a flat 7. And that's a 1. That's a 2. That's a 3. A 4 and a 5. You understand how we got that? So, here's some news for you. Playing the 1 Dorian is the same as playing the 4 Mixolydian. We just came up with the fact that it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, flat 7.
Wait.
I'm going to demonstrate that again. The 4 Mixolydian is the exact same thing as the 1 Dorian. I'm going to demonstrate this again. Earlier you played... It's not written on here, but I can put it on there. Now it's written on there. I'm gonna walk through that again. When you had A Dorian, it was A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G, A. Okay, I'm thinking letter names now because it's easier to teach with. Although in real life you'd be better thinking numbers. So the A is the 5 to D. The B is the 6 to D. C is the flat 7 to D. D is the 1. E is the 2. F sharp is the 3, G is the 4, and A is the 5th. So you basically have a Mixolydian scale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, flat 7, to D. That's why A Dorian is the same as D Mixolydian. So I personally, why did I use 1 Dorian instead of 4 Mixolydian? I personally think it's easier. We already had Dorian as an option for the over the 1 chord, so I think it's easier to just think, oh, I'm just doing the 1 chord Dorian now, rather than thinking a whole different chord. That's just my preference. You could easily think of it as 4 Mixolydian. Let's just have you do, as an exercise, I want you to do... This is a very good exercise, by the way. I want you to do A Mixolydian over the 1 chord, A7. When we get to D7, I want you A Mixolydian over the 1 chord. Amen. And then when we get to the D7, do A Dorian. So the only note that changes is the flat 3rd. The 3 is going to become flat.
So Dorian.
When you get to Dorian, yeah. And again, we're flatting the 3rd because the D7 chord is the 4, 6, 1, and flat 3 to the key of A. So again, I'm going to give you 4 bars each. So A Mixolydian first. Suppose you just stuck in that 1 octave. Good, and now that will be Dorian. If you unflatted the 3rd, now you're in Mixolydian. So how about just that? Stay only in that octave. Over the A7, you use a natural 3. And over the D7, you use a flat 3. Alright? All the other notes stay the same. Here we go. 2, 3. Here's A. Yep, now we switch to flat 3. That's exactly right. Now back to the A7. Excellent job. So it's funny, you can play the flat 3rd over the 1 chord, like you just did. But you shouldn't play the natural 3rd over the 4 chord. So it's a very good exercise right there. We're gonna finish this last point that we haven't talked about. Because 1 Dorian is the same as 4 Mixolydian.
Yes.
Then you can also play the 4 major pentatonic. Let me review that. D Mixolydian, any Mixolydian, the notes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, flat 7. If you leave out the 4 and the flat 7, just because you want to, you can play 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, which is D major pentatonic in this case. Go to D. And so this is the first one in the whole series where we're not thinking A anymore. You're actually thinking D. And do a D major pentatonic. Well, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6.
Major.
It'll sound like My Girl, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking of minor. I don't know why.
So this is the first time where we have two different keys that you're thinking. But let's do an exercise like this. play an A. This is going to be a little bit challenging, but totally worth it. Play an A major pentatonic. Watch, I want you to go like. While I play an A7 chord, right? And then when I switch to D7, you're going to do a D major pentatonic. Preferably in the same position. Yeah, good. Good for you. You're in the same position. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. All right, so here we go. 2, 3. Here's your A. And here's your D. Back to A. All fits like a glove, doesn't it? Back to A. Here's your D. This is very good. You're doing very well. Imagine learning that in all five positions, like juxtaposing the two scales in all five positions. That's really good. We won't do the five chord today. We'll come back to it. You can basically just play whatever you want over the five chord. There's a big list. So we'll get into the theory of that some other day. But basically, those are the things to remember. Like, the main takeaway is, like, try to avoid the major third of the key over the four chord. But pretty much anything else you can play. And we'll talk about the five chord later some other